it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello, Vaughn Bennison with this edition of New Horizons. Later on in the program, we'll be talking to Helen Ferris, who's the Vice President of the National Women's Branch, about an interesting project that they've got coming up later in the year. You remember that last week we spoke to Ivan Malloy, who for some years headed up the Overseas Services Branch of Blind Citizens Australia. Well, that branch officially closed as of Saturday, the 12th of March, and we got a lot of interesting feedback about that interview, a lot of congratulations for Ivan on his work, and I thought it would be interesting to hear about Ivan from the point of view of the inaugural president of Blind Citizens Australia back in 1975, when it was called the National Federation of Blind Citizens of Australia. This is David Blythe. David, welcome back to New Horizons.
Thank you.
Why don't you start by telling us about the inception of the Overseas Services Branch and the people who were involved?
Well, Ivan and Lorraine Malloy had made a visit to Sri Lanka, where they visited a blind school, and to put it nicely, they were appalled at what they saw. So Ivan being Ivan thought that something had to be done about it, so he got a group of people together, and then he took another group of people, the blind people this time, to Sri Lanka to visit them. I wasn't one of them, but a number of the people were. And they, as a group, started to try to do something, but that was a bit fragmented because they were from New South Wales and various parts of Victoria. Ivan was living on the Mornington Peninsula at the time, so he certainly drifted out of that concept into getting some local people who were mostly all clients of Vision Australia at the time, down at the George Bell Centre, and with that group of people he started to raise a few funds, and he also took over from a guy called Harry Warland, getting paper from excess paper from Kodak, which they used to use to make photos, and cutting it up and making it a braille paper. And they started to put that together and sent it overseas to these schools. And I understand he sent it to about 60 or 70 schools throughout the world. It was a great project while it lasted. One thing is that the real catalyst that kept them together was the providing of the braille paper. You mightn't realise more, but braille paper costs 4 or 5 cents a sheet. You know, it's very expensive, and because in those countries they can't afford it. So that source of paper has dried up because we don't print photos anymore. But what they do is a little bit of fundraising and buy a bit of equipment. And that, I think if Ivan, someone contacted Ivan and said, look, I've got a braille Perkins I don't need anymore, or I've got a couple of braille slates, or I've got a bit of equipment that could be used by a blind person in a developing country, even magnifiers, anything at all, I'm quite sure Ivan would have a way of sending that to somewhere where it would be well used.
There was a celebration at Ivan's place. Can you give us some information about that and how that went?
Yes, John Simpson, who's on the board with of BCA, and Bill Jolly, who a long time past Secretary President, Executive Officer, and still on the Finance Committee, and myself went down to be with Ivan and the remaining members of his group. And Ivan gave a brief history, and Lorraine also, of their work. And it was a very pleasant lunch, really. And we all sat around and told a few stories, and really it was a very pleasant celebration of a great period in BCA's history, I feel, and it's something that BCA should be very proud about, that it has been associated with this group of people and this group of people who are part of BCA.
Mm. And I know that you'll join with me in wishing Ivan all the best for the future.
Yes, we're going to arrange another meeting with Ivan and Lorraine, actually, more vision impaired people who have known him over the years, they're going to get together and have a lunch somewhere down that way. And we'll certainly try and keep in touch more than we have in the past. We've all been good friends over many, many years. Sort of friendships where you don't have to see one every day, but the next time you meet, it's back where you were the last time you were there. So it's a great bunch of people, and I think BCA has been a catalyst for a lot of that. It's got a lot of good people in BCA.
Well, David, thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Vaughan, and all power to you. I think you're doing a great job. Thanks.
David Blythe, the inaugural president of Blind Citizens Australia, and a person who's been involved since the very beginning. And now on to something new. We're talking to Helen Freris, the vice president of the National Women's Branch. Helen, welcome to New Horizons.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Firstly, why don't you start by telling us a bit about yourself?
All right. Well, I live in Melbourne, and I work as a social worker. I manage a social work services of a small non-government organisation, and I've always lived in Melbourne, gone to school there, first at RVIB and then in just mainstream schools.
And you're the Vice President of the National Women's Branch. For those who don't know, why don't you tell us about the branch and what it does?
The branch was set up somewhere in the 1990s, I think, to offer, I guess, peer support and social interaction among blind and vision impaired women, but to also to support blind and vision impaired women to take a greater role in the work of Blind Citizens Australia generally.
Now, you've got something very interesting coming up on the horizon. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes. One of our new projects, really, because we aware that our branch, unlike a lot of other BCA branches, is national, and it's very rare for our members to be able to speak together and to speak to us. So we thought we would launch a project called Women Talks, funnily enough, which will consist of teleconferences, really, bringing members of our branch and perhaps other blind and vision impaired women in time together over the telephone to discuss topics of interest and also to interact and offer peer support to each other.
And how will that work?
It will work through a teleconferencing system that BCA uses, which we can also access. And we're actually planning our first one later in April, the 28th of April, and maybe I'll tell you a bit more about that later. But it will be each Women Talks will be facilitated by a member of the Women's Branch Committee just to, support everyone to speak who wants to speak and to facilitate the process so it goes reasonably well. And they'll be semi-regular, depending on what people want, really.
And are there themes of discussion, or is it just a free-for-all, basically?
The first theme will be, just topics that people would like to suggest to us as a committee for further discussion at these Women Talks, future ones, and also topics that people might be interested in the branch getting involved in.
And how can people find out more or register to be involved in the first one?
All right. So given that it's on the 28th of April, we're asking that people register in two ways, and I'll give out an email address and also telephone numbers. So the email address by which people can RSVP is nwb@bca.org.au. And the phone numbers are the BCA office ones. So if people are in Melbourne, they can call 9654 1400, or anywhere else around Australia, 1800 033 660. So we're hoping that a number of people will register, and we'll monitor the registrations just so that we don't have a number on the teleconference that's so unwieldy that nobody gets a chance to speak. And if we need to hold more, then of course we will. The time will be 8:30 in the evening, Eastern Australia Standard Time. So daylight savings will be gone, and that will make it, I think, 8:30 in Melbourne and Sydney, or Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland, Tasmania. It will be 8 o'clock in South Australia. Western Australia will be 6:30. Northern Territory, South Australia, and the teleconference will go for about 2 hours, or as long as people want, up to 2 hours.
Mm. What are you anticipating that you'll get out of this project?
We're hoping, firstly, to bring people together to talk to each other about topics of interest, and we're hoping to create a safe environment where people can do that. But also, we would very much like, as a committee, to be hearing from our members a lot more than we can. I mean, some people are on the Women Talk email list, and that's great, but we're aware that not everybody has access to email, and Australia being the huge country it is, we're certainly not hearing from everybody that we could hear from.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of people all across Australia, and it is hard, as you said earlier, to get in touch with people. I'd like to go back to the Women's Branch just for a moment. What do you think are some of the advantages to being involved in the Women's Branch?
I guess for our members, it is a safe place to discuss and explore and maybe conduct some policy around issues that are pertinent to living as a woman who is blind and vision impaired in Australia today. Obviously, there are issues that apply to everyone, but there are still things that women experience that require some policy action and some peer support and discussion. The other thing I think is that it can be a launching place for women who would like to get involved in Blind Citizens Australia more generally, and would like to start, in a safe environment and perhaps receive some guidance and support about how to increase their involvement.
And how can people join the branch?
They can join the branch by sending an email to the email address I quoted above, or by calling the Blind Citizens Australia office, and a message will be passed to our president, Janine Sadu, who will contact people from there, and there's a membership fee of $10 for anyone who wants to join.
Okay, Helen, well, thanks very much for that information, and thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Helen Freris there, Vice President of the National Women's Branch of Blind Citizens Australia. If you'd like more information on those upcoming teleconferences, you can contact the National Women's Branch by email, nwb@bca.org.au, or by phoning the office on 1-800-033-660. Don't forget that first teleconference is happening on the 28th of April at 8:30 in the evening, so make sure you get your registration in so you don't miss out. And just before we go today, let me remind you that there is a forum for BCA happening in Adelaide for all BCA members in South Australia, and in fact all blind and vision impaired people in South Australia. If you'd like more information, you can get in touch with the BCA head office and they'll be happy to help you. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company this week. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can send an email to new.horizons@bca.org.au. Or if you'd like to get in touch with the BCA National Office, contact them on bca@bca.org.au or by phone on 1-800-033-660. That's 1-800-033-660. Until next week, take care.
We'll achieve the realization of a dream. Of our dreams.